Why do I write? In this instance, 250 words for the RLF before lunchtime, because I'm required to. In the instance before this, my PhD thesis by October last year, because I was required to. The instance before that, a novel called Our Picnics in the Sun for publication by Random House USA in November 2013, also because I was required to. The next instance is different. It's a novel that I've begun to write because in quite another way I am required to. For me, writing is a matter of fulfilling obligations. All these obligations are contractual. The pressing ones concern the need to earn a living. Others, such as the PhD, are mainly contracts with myself. And somewhere else, often a single thread in a web of pragmatic concerns, is the kind of contract I make with a novel long before it is a novel, when it's something I feel required to write, to find out what I'm writing, in obedience to the tug of an idea, to a preoccupation, to a series of what-ifs. The clamour of a nascent story requiring me to try to tell it is hard to talk about without talking also about art and artists and what artists who are writers are like. And it's the kind of discussion from which, at least in Britain, the question, who do you think you are, is never far away. So I will continue both to answer and dodge the question by saying that who I think I am is a writer. That is why I write. That is why it is my work and my obsession, simply and complexly, to drag words into sentences, to herd sentences into paragraphs, to bludgeon paragraphs into stories, and to hope that the result will be prose fiction that for someone, somewhere, and the more the better, captures intelligibly enough the truth, to quote Pascal, a scientist who was a writer, that the heart has reasons that reason cannot know.